Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Last week in our study of Joel chapter 3, we were talking about the devastation that will take place after the Holy Spirit is taken out of the world at the rapture. Let's listen as we get back to our study today. We don't replace Israel, rather, the middle wall of partition is removed, as we learn in the book of Ephesians in chapter 2. It is removed, and we become one in the doctrine of Christ and His Word. Also, Ephesians chapter 4, and one body. Jesus said in John 10:16, one fold. But you see, that does not speak of the land. That speaks of our relationship with the Lord God. I make those visits to Israel. I'm going November 6th through the 14th. And this is probably being heard in August, although I'm recording it in May. It's probably going to be heard in August. So I don't know if it is heard in August, if there'll be time to go with us. You just have to contact us and ask and find out, and we can give you all the particulars if you do. But that's not the point of this message now, so let's move on from that. But He is the comforting refuge in the hour of the end, when the entire earth seems to shake and bounce like a ball. People talk about global warming. But my friend, cows and men are not going to make global warming. It's going to be by God when He pours out His fury. In Revelation 12, it tells us that Satan is cast down and will pour out his fury on the earth. And even then, God protects His people. Revelation chapter 7 and chapter 14 speak of the 144,000 Jews that are sealed and preserved through the entire tribulation period. But Revelation 7 also speaks of a great multitude. Just like chapter 6 of Revelation speaks of the souls under the altar who were beheaded for the cause of Christ, so too does Revelation chapter 20. And so here these people, many of them were in heaven that were killed during the tribulation, but we see 144,000 that are preserved. 2 Thessalonians speaks of only He who now letteth, prevents, and restrains Satan from doing those things completely now as to what's going to happen in tribulation. And He will continue to restrain until He be taken out of the way, that is, the rapture. When the Holy Spirit will take us up, then the people of the earth will have a tribulation as never known to man. In that 7-year period, over half the world's population will die, dying violent, torturous, horrible, painful death. But those that are in Christ, those who receive Christ in tribulation, not everybody will be able to be saved in tribulation. You've heard the gospel now, and you reject it. You know you need to be saved. You reject it. The Lord will send you strong delusion, according to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, that you held the truth in unrighteousness. You would do nothing with it. But those that have never heard and they get saved, the hope of His coming will sustain them. And by the way, let me say this, Christian, you're saved. You believe that Jesus is coming again. You believe that he's coming soon. That is great. That is a good thing. It really is. But let me also point out that you allow that hope ahead to be your focus. Jesus, for the joy set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame. And you may despise and have to endure some terrible things, but stay true. Stay true. Jesus set the example. Stay true. Walk in his steps, because he didn't say it'd be easy, but he said it'd be worth it all. So, my friend, let me encourage you, walk with God. Walk with God. Oh, my friend, walk with God. Now, protected or preserved through the tribulation, or martyred and mutilated because you would not turn from God, that you would not turn from the testimony of Christ. Notice what Revelation 6 and verse 9 says. And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. You see, my friend, our stand on the word of God is so very, very important. Some people go to Christian colleges, and if that college comes out with a policy or says something, and it goes against the local church or goes against the Word of God, some of those people have a greater loyalty to their college they graduated from than they do to the Word of God and their local church. That's not biblical. It's wrong. And people that do that have a problem of learning the way of truth, as it ought to be. Many times are good people, but oh, the flesh is revealed when there's a difference with their Christian college. And boy, it's some of the things one man was telling about, he was preaching in a place where there's a great crowd of people. And he said, I graduated from the college just down the road, but I got over it. And he was telling a joke. They all knew which college he was talking about. And he was not ashamed of his college. But he said, I got over it. The president of the college called him up and told him off. He said, listen, it was a joke. We all laughed. We knew it was just joking. It wasn't an attack. And I tell you, they were very hard on that preacher. In another state, a preacher said he took a stand for the Lord in a Christian school convention. And a Christian college said, was trying to get their people that were in that convention, part of the group, to go one way. This man says, no, that's not biblical. We're standing on the word. And he made the statement that college was not running their state, their convention, their churches, or their schools. One of the head men of that college called and started telling this guy off. And the preacher, I knew the preacher, and he talked to me personally about it. He said, that's the first time I got cussed out without a cuss word being used. He was hollering. He says, I was so sure he was going to say a cuss word that I, instead of hanging up on him, I kept it up. And so finally, when the guy was about to run out of gas, he said his last statement to him, and you are no longer a part of the Alumni Association. He says, well, can I get my check back, my $150? I said, no, you're not going to get that back. Well, of course, that revealed what they were in it for. But you see, that's a cult. When you stand on truth and a group says, no, that's not the way we want it, do it our way, then, my friend, that is a cult. When they exalt themselves above the Word of God, when they exalt themselves above the local church that God ordained. Now, one thing we know, beyond any shadow of a doubt, unless you just reject Jesus' words in Matthew 16, one thing we know is that Jesus Christ established the local church, and we know that most of the New Testament books after Acts are addressed to local churches. And with that being the case, and not being able to find a Christian college that was really ordained by the Lord Jesus Christ, and I'm not against Christian colleges, I went to one, and I like it when kids go to good, solid, fundamental colleges. Should I say biblicist colleges that know what the right Bible? Listen, if they are down on your King James Bible and they say bad things about it, if they're down on your standards and they're promoting Calvinism and things like that, that's not a biblicist. That's not a Bible college. That is cultic. And don't write me and ask me to apologize for that, because one is not forthcoming. I hate for you to waste your time, because I will not compromise the truth in this matter. So stand on the word of God. And so these people were put to death for the word of God, not the Christian college they attended, but for the word of God and the testimony which they held. That was the testimony of Christ, by the way. In all generations, the Lord is our hope. Keep your eyes on Jesus Christ. You get them on people, even good people, somewhere along the line, they're going to mislead you. You keep your eyes on me instead of the Lord, I am going to mislead you. Keep your eyes on the Lord. Keep your eyes on His Word. Believe it. Measure what I say by the Word of God. Stay holy. When all others are turning to the world, when you see your friends turning to the contemporary world and the emerging church world and all these other kind of groups because their kids have turned that way and they didn't have any backbone to stand strong and true, just understand you're going to be part of that which condemns the local church that God will judge. So when they're turning to the world and they're laughing at your Bible, and they mock your Bible, they deride you for quoting it and living by it, as well as proclaiming it, and in speaking of your Bible in absolute terms, or when they mock your standards of holiness, purity, and sobriety. Yeah, even some of these colleges that claim to be fundamental are now teaching social drinking's all right. That is a doctrine straight out of the books of hell, my friend. But Satan loves that doctrine, and he's really been able to deceive many churches as well as Christian colleges and Christians with that filthy, rotten, low-down, spit-in-the-face-of-God doctrine of social drinking being okay. But they'll mock your standards of holiness, your purity, your sobriety. But one day, they will also see you in an exalted position, shining as the stars forever. Whereas if they are saved, they're saved so as by fire.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.com. org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.